child has his own
room
or his
desk.
Own.
Mm-hmm.
You got a room full of those things. You say you got a room full of
desk.
Mm-hmm. In a town, if you wanted to go check out a book, you'd go down to the
library.
And if you wanted to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
And if you had to stay overnight in town, you'd stay at a
motel
or a
hotel.
And if you wanted to see a play or a movie, you'd go to the
theater.
And if you got real sick, you might have to go into the
hospital.
And when you were in the hospital, the woman who looks after you, she's called the
nurse.
What about if you wanted to catch a train, you'd go down to the
depot?
Any other way of saying that?
Rail station.
What about a bus?
Bus station. Mm-hmm.
You know, in a lot of towns in the south, the downtown area seems to be arranged around the courthouse.
Square.
Call that a square?
Mm-hmm.
What about these vehicles? You used to see them in cities for transportation. They ran on rails and those.
Streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have some here.
Enforcement?
Yeah, we had them here. And we used to, and in the summertime, they'd have what they called a summer car. Didn't have any sides on anything, just the seats through here, you know. And the conductor would walk down this little outside here, you know, to take up the fare. And then go through here and then up on that side, you know. And they'd run them out there at that park I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and those things would be loaded.
Yeah.
We used to ride them for a nickel.
Yeah, they still have those running in New Orleans.
Yeah, I wrote it when I was down there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, the ones, I don't know if there are...
Streetcar named Desire.
Yeah. I don't know if there are any others in any other part of the town, but I know there's some. What is it, St. Charles Avenue? I know they run them down there.
I don't remember the name of the street, but we wrote it. Mm-hmm. We wrote out to the end and then back, you know. And
they look like they'd be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
What about to... Say if you were riding a bus, you might tell the bus driver, well, to the next corner is where I want.
Off.
Or say here in Fort Smith, where you have a courthouse, you say Fort Smith is the...
county seat. Fort Smith. We have two county seats in Sebastian County. One at Fort Smith and one at Greenwood. About 16 or 18 miles down there.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's something like
that's
that.
That's kind of unusual.
It is. There's something like that close to where I live in Coffee County. They have two courthouses. I think one's in a town named Enterprise and another's in a town named Coffeyola. But that's the citizens of one town, one could see the courthouse to the other one.
Yeah.
You know, consolidate. Talking about Enterprise, have you ever heard of the boll weevil statue in Enterprise?
Mm-mm.
It's the only statue in the world that was constructed in honor of an insect.
Sure enough.
They did it because the boll weevil destroyed the cotton crop,
mm-hmm.
the crop down there, and it forced them to diversify
mm-hmm.
into other crops.
Mm-hmm.
So they put a statue to them. It's a great big statue there right in the middle of town. It's a woman holding a great big old bug.
Well, I wouldn't think they won't spend any money on such thing as that, but damaged and destroyed the stuff.
Yeah. What about, you say the police in a town are supposed to maintain
peace?
Peace or
order.
What about in the days before they had the electric chair, murderers were?
Huh. Boy, they've been hung right down there on the avenue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There was a fella, they thought it was a nigger killed a man, and they strung this nigger up, and it wasn't a nigger after all, but he was strung to a telephone post right down there on 6th and Garrison, right there close to First National Bank.
My father, you had a hanging judge.
Yeah, my father, but that was before his, after his time. This was when I was a kid that this happened.